This is the Tuesday show. This is the morning mess here today and every Tuesday at this time after Sly. What we do is we do the FHN Dial-A-Doc program from FHN. And this morning, we're joined by Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer and Chief Nursing Officer. Catherine Martinez is back with us again today. Hey, Catherine, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning. How are you today?
All right. Great to talk to you. And of course, we're talking COVID again, COVID-19. We know that it's been surging in the region. Tell us how this has impacted the region. Tell us what's happening right now.
So as many of us are really hearing on the news, the hospitals and the healthcare systems in Northwest Illinois have really been feeling the impact of the increasing number of hospitalized COVID-19 patients pretty much since early November. The increase in the patients puts a bit more strain on our resources for the hospital systems, whether that be supplies, PPE, staff, providers, equipment. However, one of the things that I really am very impressed with is really the collaboration that has come out of the pandemic between the health departments, the regional hospitals, and all of our leaders as we're trying to face the challenges. We start to learn from each other, and we're making new strides to really improve the health of the community as we emerge from the pandemic.
Give us some numbers, an idea of where you're at in terms of the patient census right now in terms of COVID. And Catherine, how does that compare to the surge in the spring?
So currently, we have about a third of our patients in our hospital setting at FHN that are COVID positive. Since the end of October, again, we've seen an increase in our hospital census, especially in regards to COVID-19 patients. In the springtime, for example, in the month of May, we cared for 33 COVID-19 patients. However, in the month of November, we provided care for 96 patients in the hospital setting. So quite a large jump there in the fall. And since Thanksgiving is about a week and a half behind us, we're starting to really expect that surge due to holiday gatherings and people spending more time indoors due to the weather, and then just obviously pandemic fatigue.
Give us the spectrum of the patients that you're treating.
So at FHN, we actually, as we look at our data since March, we're seeing a 20% increase in males versus females admitted with COVID-19. And we've cared for patients all the way from age 10 through greater than 95 years of age. The majority of the patients that we're seeing hospitalized are really around that age 50 to 85. However, you know, not to minimize that, we've had over 50 patients that have been under the age of 49 that are hospitalized, which really demonstrates that COVID-19 can make you sick enough to be hospitalized no matter your age. There's not much known about the disease even now, and there's no way to predict who's really going to get sick versus who has those mild symptoms. We still know that the elderly and those with chronic conditions are much more susceptible and more likely to have a tougher course, but the best mitigation efforts continue to be that social distancing and mask wearing and washing and sanitizing your hands no matter what your age is.
We're talking to Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer, and Chief Nursing Officer Catherine Martinez at FHN on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Catherine, we hear that there's more therapies out there now than there were in the spring, and also that fewer people are dying. Is that the case?
So we are offering quite a few more treatments at FHN than we did in the spring for our patients, including the convalescent plasma, remdesivir, monoclonal antibodies such as Regeneron, in addition to the support that we provide our patients through whatever respiratory treatments, including ventilator support, that they need. Many of these treatments are still under emergency use authorization, and so they require specific laboratory results to be met in order for administration. Some of our patients are having an improved course with these treatment options, and others are not. We continue, unfortunately, to still see patients die due to complications from COVID-19 despite our best efforts. And truly, you know, despite the exceptional care that our FHN team is providing, you know, we still continue to have loss of life. And each of those losses is really heartbreaking for the team because they're putting all their efforts into trying to combat this pandemic.
What about how long is an average hospital stay with someone who has COVID?
The length of stay in the hospital setting varies by the patient and by their chronic illnesses and the course of their disease. For most of our patients, the average length of stay is approximately 5 days with a COVID-19 diagnosis. However, for those who require ventilatory support, that length of stay is much longer to be able to allow that patient really to recuperate and regain strength before transitioning to that next level of care. We've had patients in the hospital setting for greater than 30 days. I'm happy to report more than 75% of our patients are able to return home after being admitted with COVID-19, and others are just requiring a short stay at a skilled nursing facility, really allowing them to bounce back to their pre-COVID-19 health levels.
What about, I've heard this situation where you're healthy enough initially after the first diagnosis and you go home and everything's fine, but then you end up in the hospital. Have you seen that happen as well?
We are seeing readmissions happen as our patients are progressing in their COVID-19 disease. We see about 8% of our patients come back for primarily respiratory symptomology. So they're still having that shortness of breath, or maybe they're having some chest pain or GI upset, enough to not make them feel comfortable to stay at home. We're also starting to see some of the patients return with what's now being termed long haulers in the news, and that's really people that are having symptomology for up to 6 months with their COVID-19 diagnosis. We do offer a couple different abilities for the patient to be seen, not only in our emergency room, but in our acute respiratory clinic and through telehealth visits to make sure that we're meeting the needs of our patients.
All right, that's the acute respiratory clinic. Now, that's the ARC that we've talked about before. Remind us again about the ARC and what role it's playing at FHN.
Sure. The ARC, or the acute respiratory clinic, is one of the ways that we're at FHN really trying to keep our patients safe and our community safe during the pandemic. The goal of the ARC is to evaluate those patients who are experiencing respiratory symptoms or any symptoms of COVID-19, so the headache, the shortness of breath, the loss of taste and smell. We're doing that in a really secure setting away from other patients. There's only one entrance way into the ARC and one way out, and we don't have that flow of patients that don't have symptoms mixed in with these patients. The skilled team members there at the ARC are able to assess and examine our patients. You're able to get some blood work drawn there if necessary. They will be able to order medications as appropriate, and then they're able to complete that swab for COVID-19 and or the flu, as we know that the flu season is upon us as well. The ARC is located in our Harlem building, and there are signs that really direct you to that single entry at the end of the building.
And, Catherine, if people think that they may have COVID-19, remind us how they can be tested now.
The best thing is to call your provider's office for an appointment, either at the ARC or at the tent. We still have the tent up at the emergency room parking lot. At that point, the skilled team comes out. They meet you in your car. They complete your swab and have you on your way in a matter of minutes. You don't even have to get out of your car. And then there's also other community testing opportunities through the Stevenson County Health Department, like the one that was just held at Highland Community College this past weekend.
And, Catherine, are you preparing for more patients now, unfortunately, because of after Thanksgiving and the gatherings? Are you preparing for more patients right now for the near term?
We are. At FHN, we're continuing to ensure the safety of our patients by cohorting patients that have any symptomology. We're continuing our disinfecting of surfaces. We're continuing to offer telehealth visits by our providers, which is not only safe but convenient. We continue our collaboration with UW-Madison with our electronic ICU. And then, as always, we continue to partner with our other healthcare systems within the area to transfer our patients to a higher level of care if needed.
And before you leave, Catherine, remind our listeners what you want to tell them now as we approach now the holiday season, Christmas and New Year's.
Well, I think one of the most important gifts we can focus on this year is not only our own health, but the health of those we love real dearly. While our holiday season is going to look very different from years past, it doesn't have to be any less memorable or meaningful. I encourage people to take that time now to plan their new ways of celebrating while keeping each other safe. As always, it's important to rest and take care of yourself as you prepare for the upcoming holiday seasons. We know that there's a lot of frenzy around the holidays. And as we're getting to ring in 2021, I really want to thank everyone in our community for the support and kindness they've shown to the FHN team this past year and for doing their part for helping us all get through this pandemic. I have a grateful heart, and I want to thank everyone for their opportunity for letting our healthcare heroes here at FHN care for you and your loved ones.
All right, Catherine. Always great information. Great to talk to you again. Happy holidays, healthy holidays for you, your family, and everybody at FHN.
You as well. Thank you so much.
Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer, and Chief Nursing Officer as well, Catherine Martinez. For more information, you can visit FHN.org.